It's 12:26 p.m. Philippine Standard Time. This is Omar WJ with Omar WJ Show. Let's see. I just looked at the weather and it says it's 31 degrees in Sibagat. It might be cooler here in Afga Barangay. There's a slight breeze. I'm sweating. If it's above 23, I sweat. I'm a thermometer. I grew up in the central, the upper Midwest, and in the USA. And it used to be super cold there in the wintertime, like minus 40. Like the stuff in the thermometer didn't come out in the morning. And the last winter I lived there, it was 7 months long. 7 months from the snow that stayed to until the snow was gone in the woods. That was the snow being gone in the woods was my own parameter. P-A-R-A-M-E-T-E-R. That's a good word. And it's not usually in my vocabulary. Want to look at DW.com. In Copenhagen, Denmark, they're clearing out what's called Pusher Street. And it's the neighborhood's called Christiana. They're tearing up old cobblestones in the first step toward renewing the enclave. And I'll read this. Residents in Denmark's famous hippie enclave of Christiana on Saturday joined police, the mayor of Copenhagen, and the Danish justice minister to clear up cobblestones. Excuse me, I gotta put the my screen goes to dark in 15 seconds. Now I got it on 5 minutes. I haven't even played chess yet today. I woke up at 1 o'clock this morning, and then let's see. I think I slept from 7 p.m. until noon. I gotta exercise. I'm gonna do my best here. My wife has a scale. I haven't weighed myself lately. And that's a topic. If you want to hear about it, just send me the message. Send me a message. Okay, DW.com. Christiana has been plagued with drug violence in recent years, long revered as a libertarian hippie paradise. Hippie is anybody with long hair. Known as Christianites, residents grew weary of the situation and took the drastic decision to close the street last August after the enclave registered its fourth murder in 3 years. Okay, four murders in 3 years. In the USA, there's like four murders in a day. Let's see, that's a mass shooting. Local spokeswoman Hulda Mader told AFP News agency that Pusher Street had deteriorated and was really not a very nice place. Speaking of the scene in which hashish stalls had always returned whenever they were torn down, she said, "They fight each other, they fight people, and they are very violent." Violence in Christiana spiraled when rival gangs fought for control of the lucrative drug scene. Lucrative, that's a really good word. L-U-C-R-A-T-I-V-E. Locals happy that Shoe Street will now become something else. Well, seeing is believing. As locals, their families, and friends tore up the street, Mater said, "We'll take the cobblestones and give them to people who want some." It's just a sign that Pusher Street is changing from a pusher's street to something else. Copenhagen Mayor Sophie Haestrup Andersen said the commitment of Christiana's roughly 1,000 residents was crucial to renewal plans. It is the first time that they ever united and agreed to take a stand against the rising crime and insecurity in their neighborhood. The removal of the cobblestones is the first step toward integrating the community into the Danish capital. It will be followed by the city installing new water and sanitation infrastructure and paving the street. Well, I think that's kind of sad that the cobblestones are gone, but I think that's, what do you say? It's kind of like putting lipstick on a pig, okay? The Danish government had made its offer of 2 million euros in renewal funding contingent upon the removal and banishment of organized hash sales. Okay. So it seems like, from what I understand right offhand, a lot of that hash comes from Morocco. I heard the Syrians were also involved with that. Maybe Lebanon too. People got to make a living. Founded in 1971, the Free City of Christiana was created as a place that belongs to everyone and no one, with decisions about the organization of life in the then abandoned naval base being taken collectively. The enclave became a beacon of free-spirited collective living where cars and police were not allowed. Well, residents disregarded building codes and often refused to pay utility bills, and cannabis was illegal but nevertheless tolerated. The latter was increasingly seen as a thorn in the side of successive governments, often putting residents and authorities at odds. Still, the neighborhood was the most popular tourist attraction in the capital for decades. Copenhagen Police Chief Simon Hansen said, "About 5 or 10 years ago, it was primarily locals, but right now we see that it's mostly gangs and biker gangs that drive this drug market." Increasingly, those gangs violently clashed with police. Long a colorful tourist magnet, residents last year decided to close the city to non-residents for one day in August in hopes of freeing Christiana from the tyranny of gangs. Copenhagen police said they made roughly 900 drug-related arrests in 2023. And so the locals closed the street. The aging residents of Christiana, one quarter of whom are over 60, say they hope by ridding themselves of the scourge of drug gangs, they can begin a new chapter and return to the ideals that once shaped the idyllic island community. We'll paint the buildings and rebuild them and all sorts of things. Okay, good luck for them. I just think it's, okay, that's all I'm going to say. Related topics. medical marijuana. Okay. Possession of and smoking cannabis for recreational use remains illegal in many places, but some countries, including the USA and Uruguay, are legalizing its use in medicine to treat conditions such as chronic pain. In the USA, let's see, I'll tell you right now, how many states have legalized weed? Okay, 24 states, so half the nation. Let's see. Oh, wow, I'm surprised. Even, let's see, what's this D stand for? I don't know. Okay, so okay, Hawaii has recreational marijuana. So does Oklahoma, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida, Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, North Dakota, South Dakota, and Utah. Wow, Utah! Center of the Mormon faith. And then recreational states is the whole West Coast and Minnesota, Missouri, Illinois, Montana, and from Virginia to Maine. Wow. So, that's some progress, I guess, if you can call it that. They still have dry counties in Texas where you can't buy alcohol. I had a friend from Lubbock, and he said his bootlegger sent him a Christmas card. Excuse me for talking so much here. Other topic I want to talk. Oh, this is 12 minutes long. Other topic is Godzilla. Okay, excuse me. Godzilla's been in 38 movies. And this was the Powerball lottery drawing is delayed. It's up to $1 billion in the USA. Let's see. And Iowa UConn women's Final Four semifinal most watched hoops game in history. 14.2 million average viewers. Yeah, I wonder why that is. Oh, we have to get to entertainment. I already went through the news. Oh, okay. Godzilla's been in 38 films. I was hoping to find out the reason for the name, where the name Godzilla came from. Okay. Oh, and this is it's the Christiana neighborhood also made AP news. So let's see. I'll talk about Lou Gossett tomorrow. I first saw him in the movie The Deep, and I believe I just remember Amore Eel grabbed his head. I don't know how they did that one. Or they can do everything in Hollywood. And he best supporting actor. Okay. He got that Oscar for An Officer and a Gentleman, which has a lot of good characters in it. And I remember I liked the scenes with Deborah Winger because, okay, well, you can watch it. And the beginning was in, Alangapo City, in Subic Bay in the Philippines. So this is Omar WJ. Primary mission is to entertain. Secondary is to instruct. With the sad thing about Christiana is that's what happens if you let the criminals in. In the USA from 1919 to 1933 was prohibition, and that gave organized crime in the USA their big start. They're able to earn money. And let's see, I remember my late father telling me that he knew of like 14 bootleggers in this county. It had more people then, but when I was there, it had 14,000 people. It's a small county. And the soil had a lot of stones in it from when the glaciers stopped during the last ice age. And excuse me for my blather. Please tune in again. Okay, so that's a wrap.